insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Suratul Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا
And the day when the wrongdoer will bite at his hands, he will say, Oh, would that I had taken a path with the messenger.
يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا
Ah, woe to me, would that I had never taken so-and-so as a friend.
لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا
He indeed led me astray from the reminder after it had come to me, and Satan is ever a deserter to man in the hour of need.
The 27th, 28th, and 29th verses of this chapter warned us about one important factor, choosing friend, befriending the ones who are really trying to help us in our daily lives and in reaching salvation.
يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا
On that day, when the unjust one shall bite his hand, saying, I should have taken away alone with the messenger.
يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا
Woe is me. I should not have taken such a one for a friend.
لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانِ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا
He indeed led me astray from the message after it had come to me, and the Satan fails to aid man. We discussed the occasion of revelation, the story about Uqba and Ubay mentioned in our commentary books. And now let's have more discussion over the issue of befriending others. Undoubtedly, the different factors and elements that form man's personality are really different, including his will, decision, and more importantly, are his friends and companions. Because man is desirably or undesirably impressionable. Most of our thoughts, most of our attributes are formed through our friends. This fact has been scientifically proved and experimentally mentioned in different articles and books. What needs to be mentioned is the point of view of Islam. From the viewpoint of Islam, this impressionability is a logical thing. We read in Islamic narrations that Solomon, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhimu salam, has said, Do not judge someone unless you see who are his friends. because man is known by his companions, friends and fellows. In this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, has said, "When you are doubtful about someone and you do not know his religion, find out who are his friends. If they are believers, then he is a believer too. And if they are not believers of the religion of Allah, he may be an unbeliever."
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Verily, the role that a friend plays in happiness and misery of a person is sometimes more important than any other factors. Sometimes a friend leads him to destruction and death, and sometimes a good friend, a pious one, leads us to the climax of success and prosperity both in this world and hereafter. We're not just talking about this world and material issues. These verses and their occasion of revelation show really well that how possibly man can approach happiness, but a devil temptation by a friend take the human beings back to darkness. This is what prepares the human beings a deadly fate, so that on that day of anguish, on that resurrection day, some people will bite both of their hands and cry out loud, "Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila." Our different narrations we have in different books show us how precise and exact Islam is in selecting a friend. Let us finish our discussion with narrating some of these traditions. Let me first tell you that if you want to know more about the different criteria in selecting a friend, you can refer to Biharul Anwar, the 74th volume. In this regard, Imam Muhammad Taqi, Imam Jawad alayhi salam, says, "Avoid a bad companion, because he is like a sword whose appearance is beautiful and whose effect is very ugly." Also, the Holy Prophet ﷺ says, "There are four things that bring death to man's heart: repetition of sin and association with the dead." A person asked him, "Who are the dead ones you are talking, O Prophet?" And the Prophet ﷺ said, "The wealthy people who are indulging in luxury." The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said elsewhere, "Anyone who dies while he is a friend of the family of the Prophet ﷺ has died as a martyr." This shows the importance
of selecting a friend in Islam. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.